A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. Conrad III's ascension to Lucius II. Now, when Lothar died, the electors of Germany chose Conrad over Lothar's heir. Ironically, even though Lothar had risen to the crown by denying the right of hereditary rule, his heirs now claimed it for themselves. Henry the Proud was the Duke of Bavaria and Saxony, and was Lothar's son-in-law. War broke out, but within a little over a year, Henry had died. Despite this, Henry's brother Wolf now claimed the throne on hereditary grounds, and the war continued. In Italy, the death of Lothar gave Roger II opportunity to restore his lands in southern Italy. It was 1139 when Roger II marched all the way into Rome. After reclaiming his old lands and seized the Pope Innocent II, Innocent was forced to acknowledge Roger as the King of Sicily and its kingdom. Roger then released Innocent and set about solidifying his kingdom. He refused, however, to acknowledge Conrad III as emperor. This fact proved to be of little consequence, since Conrad was too busy at war with Wolf. Germany had seen little real peace since the time of Henry III, and the civil wars of the last decade began to take their toll on the public spirit. It was fortunate when Conrad was able to reach a temporary peace with Wolf. Wolf had lost a critical battle back in 1140, and 2 years later his defeat seemed imminent. A treaty seemed the only way for Wolf to save himself, and inasmuch as Conrad had done the same with his enemy Lothar II, Wolf decided it was best. The terms didn't favor Wolf, but it did bring some peace. Nevertheless, disorder continued from Poland to Bavaria to Bohemia and beyond. Conrad would remain occupied in his native lands until the call for the Second Crusade went out in 1146. Indeed, Conrad would be so busy that he was never able to have the imperial crown formally bestowed upon him by the Pope. During this difficult time, the French continued to spar amongst themselves. King Louis VI spent most of his reign forcing robber barons to submit to the king's justice. In Spain, the Catholic kings bickered amongst themselves while they continued their long war against the Muslims. Normandy proved no more peaceful. The struggle between the English crown and France intensified over the years. Henry I of England had arranged a marriage alliance between Matilda, the widowed empress of Henry V, and Geoffrey, Count Fulk of Anjou's son, back in 1128. Fulk had been one of the claimants to the one-time duchy of Normandy, and he had hoped that the alliance would allow Normandy to peaceably be accepted as a part of England. But Fulk left for Palestine in 1129 to become the heir to the throne of Jerusalem, and by 1135, Henry and Godfrey and Geoffrey were openly at war with one another. Henry died in 1135, and because Geoffrey's war with Henry, his claim to the throne was weakened. The majority of the English supported Stephen of Blois, Henry's nephew, as heir to the throne. Naturally, war broke out between Geoffrey and Stephen. Both gained prominent supporters. The foremost of Geoffrey's allies was Robert of Gloucestershire. During the course of the war, Stephen was captured by Geoffrey's men. Robert of Gloucester fell into the hands of Stephen's army. The two were traded for one another, and the war continued. Back in Rome, Innocent's prestige was quickly diminishing. His rise had largely been due to the influence of Bernard of Clairvaux, whom he had alienated somewhat after his refusal to pardon Victor IV. In 1141, Louis VII, the new king of France, had refused to accept an appointment made by the Pope, so Innocent placed an interdiction on anyone who offered the king shelter. Then in 1143, the Pope gained the enmity of the people of Rome, and Arnold of Brescia forced his way back into the pages of history. The Republican experiment was to intrude upon the papacy of six popes, but the first to witness its rise died the year it appeared. Innocent was the making of one man, Bernard of Clairvaux. When he lost that man's respect, he also lost the favor of the people. Although Bernard never tried to be vindictive or turn the people away from Innocent. Innocent had arrogantly asserted his authority over many people, but in the end was defeated by them. Roger II forced Innocent to accept his claims to the Kingdom of Sicily. Louis VII outlived Innocent and returned to the French throne intact, and even the people of Rome were in insurrection against his rule. In September, Celestine II became the next pope, but like many popes of that day, he was already aged and frail. His reign lasted only 5 months. During this time, he lifted the interdiction against Louis, and after initially revoking Roger II's claim, came to terms with the Kingdom of Sicily and Roger. At Bernard's instigation, Celestine was forced to distance himself from his teacher and Arnold's, Peter Abelard, and vowed to orthodoxy. When Celestine II died, another pope was destined to rise and fall within a year's time. This time it was Lucius II, but his death was his own fault. He refused to accept the new Republic of Rome. Giordano Parolioni, a Jewish Christian and a brother of the former antipope Anacletus, became the patrician of Rome in the new republic. Lucius therefore resolved to head up his own military troops against the Senate. Lucius attempted to besiege the capital, where Parolioni and the insurgents held out, but large stones were hurled down in place of boiling oil. Lucius fell prey to a heavy stone and died on February the 15th, 1145. Even as he lay dying, word that Edessa had fallen to the Turks in Palestine was already being sent back to Rome. The Second Crusade was about to begin. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987-1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.